Gilbert will come to on the stage. May I pray for you, Gilbert? Father, thank you that he come to your throne. Thank you that you use Gilbert in your kingdom, that he may can share the word, share your love. Sometimes he's doing it by singing or sometimes by speaking. Thank you that he's here. Bless him with your words, so that your words will be heard. Help us to have open hearts for you, to hear what you will say to him, to us. Amen. Good morning, everybody. How a feast to be here. Maybe it's 1.5 years ago that I was here. Sharon would like to be here, my wife. She grew up in this church, but she had to stay at home, for two of our daughters are sick with fever. We already prepared to go all together, but now, yeah, it's a pity, but greetings from her. She was so sorry that she couldn't come. Maybe she's watching this live stream or the live stream of our church. For at present, you can make choice. I like it to be here. During the singing, I also have some feeling about the past. For this month, we are already 14 years married. And also before I came in this church, but that was in the old building, in the old wooden building. Who is from that time? And that was so different when I see this. I see how much growth there has been in the church and how many new people. The worship and the music, everything has been grown. And we also can have the repetitions, the exercises of the opwekking band, the worship band. And Nathan is helping with the worship band for the sound. All the things you do. You are also a blessing for many older young people in this way. Because you have hospitality to us. I like to sing a song when I'm preaching. And mostly in our church I ask somebody with which song in your heart you awoke this morning. Is there someone here who awoke this morning with a song? There are some people.
It's
at that day. Alvin, may I make use of the apparatus? I don't know the text of I Speak the Name.
اینجا با میخونیم دیگه به هر حال
Last time it was Alvin keeping holding the microphone. Think Jesus, in this way we sing for you. Name above every name. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who is always faithful and never will release what he started.
چونکه اون لایقشه بپرس چونکه از قبل برخواست بپرس چون حقیقت محضه بپرس چونکه هیچ کس از اون عالی‌تر و بهتر وجود نداره شور بپرست ای روح من.
Then we are with Jesus at that day in heaven. How a day, how a joy that will be. Then we are with Jesus and we sing the song of victory. At that day in heaven, how a day, how a joy that will be. Then we are with Jesus. And we sing the song of victory. Yes, Father, thank you. That is our starting point, our hope, our future, that day that we may be with you. Amen. How a celebration to sing with you and with that microphone beside me. I hope he can always go with me. A singing microphone standard. It's Friday, 15 March. Then we are here again. Also Sharon is there. The whole band will come. And that's again because of the hospitality of your church. And then it's a concert. They want to sing songs. Maybe we do it in the same way. March 15th. I have to say, it costs some money. Why we didn't do already in December, but we come here the 15th of March. And Sharon likes to come here. We thought, what is a safe place to try it out? And that is here. The tickets are $14.50, including everything. And there is a well-known group also singing there. I'm full of expectation. I want to share something with you. I think long ago I also have spoken about this topic. But Theon said, when you're really feel the insistence inside, you have to do. And I think I will speak about that topic. I want to go to Mark 10. I'm a fan of the Gospel of Mark. Mark 10, verse 46. In Mark, Jesus is a hero. And that's so great. Mark is written by Mark. Mark was voyaging with Peter. And he wrote the preaching of Peter. And in that way, the Gospel of Mark was there. But the Apostle Peter was very sharp. He was different from the Apostle of John. John was softer. And in Mark, you notice the influence of Peter. So everybody can tell his story about Jesus and may in different ways, but it's all about Jesus. Mark 10, verse 46. Then they came in Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, was there, that is the son of Timaeus. He was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy with me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called in blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet. He is calling you." Throwing the cloak aside, he jumped in his feet and came in to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Three of the four Gospels are telling about this Bartimaeus. And everywhere they call him the blind beggar. But only Mark calls his name, mentions his name. Let me give an example. Sometimes they describe somebody. You speak about someone without mentioning the name, then people remember, "Oh, that was Hank Karel, that man you are speaking about." You always want to know about whom you are speaking. We recognize people at their circumstances, and that can become more important than the person himself. But Mark is mentioning his name, Bartimaeus. It was Bartimaeus. And then it is also explained, it's the son of Timaeus. This book is written in Greek, long ago. Long ago, when Mark wrote this, everybody knew the meaning of Bartimaeus, that is the son of Bartimaeus. Or they wrote it two times, son of Timaeus. Why it is written two times, Bartimaeus and also son of Timaeus, both is written here. The funny of the name Bartimaeus, it has two meanings. It can mean honorable one or impure one. It can mean son of the honorable one, but also son of the impure. That is strange. It was written in Greek. In Greek, I have to say it right, son of honorable, and in Aramees it means son of the of an impure. This is what is the meaning, I think. Bartimaeus had both meanings. I will explain why they are so important. Jesus leaving Jericho. They came to Jericho. This is at the end of the 40 days time. After this, he went to Jerusalem, and there was his suffering. Jesus went to Jerusalem to give his life at the cross. That was his mission at that time. We have celebrated it with Christmas, all the time of the life of Jesus. He lived for this moment. All the dead ones, he rose up. The sick people, he healed. It was all on his way to the cross, so that we were reconciled. This is what Jesus did. And at this moment already, when he left Jericho, he was focused on the coming time, on what was coming, his suffering at the cross. In Jesus it is written, he passed by. And then Bartimaeus started crying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And there is something with that. He said, Jesus, son of David. Son of David is the title of the Messiah, but Bartimaeus was blind, but he knew who was Jesus. He knew that he was the Messiah. He was the son of David. He knew about Jesus. So he kept crying, son of David. People rebuked him and they said, shut your mouth. But Bartimaeus is holding on. The louder he cried, David, son of David, have mercy on me. He only thought, this is the Messiah, the Savior. Have mercy with me. And then it kept silent, for Jesus stopped walking. I believe because Jesus was moving, he stopped and he wanted to know what was going on. And they said to Bartimaeus, the master is calling you. Then he threw away his coat, sometimes you recognize people on their circumstances. That cloak, that coat, was his beggar's coat. It was his admission to beg. because of he was he authorized to beg every day for years. He was wearing that coat, and he knew that's what they. That's the then people recognize me as a beggar. Everybody has a label like that. Everybody is labeled. In my time at school, I was very bad in writing. I made many mistakes in writing. I tried to do it well. Finally, I was tested, that, and the outcome was that I was not stupid. But this was a problem for me. My writing was just bad. And that label, a long time, hampered me to come out, to do things, to enterprise things. I felt it as a handicap. I was dyslexic. Still, it cost me much effort, much energy to read. So I read slowly. But the funny is, when I left that label, that I was determined by this handicap, I made advance. I'm in conversation with an editor for a new book. How is that possible? I understand the words I write. People read with me the book, and then it's succeeding. People help me to read the book, to read what I've written. I can go to Jesus with my mental, with my handicap, or I can go to Jesus like I am, without it. And maybe here are many people with the label. It is okay to put it off and to go to Jesus. At that moment, maybe Bartimaeus didn't know who he was. He was only blind. But he put off his coat and he went to Jesus. And Jesus was so happy for he saw a blind man coming who had called loudly, "Have mercy on me." Jesus wants that we bring our wishes to him. He knows everything. He wants that we tell it to him. It makes you dependent. That's why I love prayer. Prayer makes you dependent upon God. Only because you pray, you say, "I cannot do it alone." And Jesus wants to speak with Jesus, to have the dialogue with Jesus. Many times Jesus has conversation with the sick one, and then there is healing. I will encourage you start that dialogue with God. Seek him with prayer. We had a period of praying and fasting last weeks.
ما هفته های گذشته یک دوره های روزه و دعا داشتیم.
And everybody fasted in another way.
و هر کسی به یک نوع روزه می گرفت.
And we did it with a group of 70 or 80 people.
و ما این کار رو با یک گروه 17 نفره انجامش دادیم.
And I believe it's God. You come near to God. Nearer to God.
این کار باعث میشه تو به خدا نزدیکتر شی، اینکه روزه بگیری.
And then there comes more space for the will of God in your life.
و این باعث میشه فضای بیشتری برای کار و
برای. Who of you ever fasted a day or longer than a day, then you smell more the food. At the end, I entered the supermarket and I smelled everything. In the natural, your senses become stronger, but also spiritually you become stronger. You better hear the voice of God. Share in that journey and start fasting. It's so good to take a period of fasting, put in apart yourself for realizing what Jesus did for you. But this is not my preaching. But Bartimaeus, he received his miracle. And this I will share with you. I believe that we may learn from Jesus. And when Jesus left Jericho and he went to Jerusalem to give his life, I can imagine that every other people is so focused upon such a thing that he has not any time for other ones. Sometimes my agenda is so filled up. Some of my friends always have time and they say, when shall we go? And then I say, I cannot. Oh, another time then. No, I cannot. No time. I don't like that. And this part remembers me, keep room in your agenda for God. For the call of Bartimaeus. Keep room. For when you walk somebody and you think, oh, I have to send a message to somebody, but you have no time. You have not to move from appointment to appointment to appointment. Do you have moments that you think January went passed by in a moment? Why? Because we do so many things on the day. And then I think, Gilbert, you have to break. You need to break. I'm very busy. And I do a lot, and Sharon is occupied with her hair, for it's really a thing. It takes much time. These are our duties. And when the girls are out of school, then I think I have room. And I have some room then. But then the last minute appointments are coming. We have a meeting there. And before I realize, the agenda is filled up. friend of mine lost his wife recently, 41 years. And I thought I have to call him. A friend. And I called him only a week later. For it's so busy. So busy with the children and other things. But I will learn from Jesus. Jesus went on his way to Jerusalem to die at the cross. That is very tough. When you realize how tough that was for Jesus. That was the price he had to pay for you and for me. That was very heavy. It is an awful way of dying.
توی مسیرش که داشت میرفت به در واقع معبدی که از اونجا ببرن بذارنش روی سری باز هم برای
Jesus knew that.
وقت داشت.
But yet he had time for he had time and room for Bartimaeus. Jesus, teach me to be like you. We should have room in our agenda. Every time I realize when the agenda is so filled up that I want to have room. I want to have time without appointments. It can be the Holy Spirit who tells you inside, call that person, send a postcard to that person. When I would ask, who of you recognizes this? I think I see many hands. I have come to encourage you. Make room. You need room to hear the whispering of God. The silent thoughts in your heart. That you think this is from the Holy Spirit. And I want to reach the point that I give an immediate reaction. Bartimaeus, son of an impure, son of an honorable one. Bartimaeus, I think, had that label and that he was at that moment the son of an impure in Aramaic. But the moment that Jesus saw him and healed him in his identity, the identity he had before his birth, then he became the son of a honorable. Sometimes you say, I will grow, I will become better. The best for yourself is to be like that, to be like God has made you. And maybe you are at the side of the honorable ones, and from that position you see Bartimaeus at the other side of the line, and maybe you can help him, and maybe you are at this side of the line, like Bartimaeus.
And
sometimes you feel weak, and it is too much. January for me was very tough for me. I lost three beloved persons who died.
خیلی سخت بود. من 3 تا از افراد عزیز زندگی رو از دست دادم ماه گذشته.
This was a friend, a dear friend from my father also, and also a girlfriend from, and they all were buried, and it was very much for me. Fortunately, I had friends around me to share it with, and I had the possibility to ask people, pray for me. People help me. People encourage me. How are you? I prayed for you. And that gave me more courage. And I can be again at this side. Because there were people who saw me. It can be that the brokenness of the world becomes too much for you. I met somebody from Afghanistan, a leader of the secret church. And he heard weekly that colleagues, pastors, were picked up and killed or tortured. And he said, and this touched me so much. I heard stories from open doors, and then it comes very near. And then you see the pastor who went through these things, and he is saying, God is good. This is my call today for everybody. Wherever you are at the site of Bartimaeus, are you the Greek Bartimaeus or the Aramaic Bartimaeus, the honorable one or the son of an impure one? We all are equal, you and I, we are equal. Maybe it's looking in otherwise at you than with me. Doesn't matter. I will pray with those people who say, yes, I will have more room in my agenda. I believe that God will help you with that. Give me wisdom to make room so that I can hear the call of Bartimaeus. If you are here and you say that refers to me, that's for me, I will pray with you. And I shared many things from my own life, for I don't want there is a threshold. There's no shame about it. Dare to say it to other people so that they can pray with you. We need it. We need somebody who will pray for you. Everybody needs that. I know there are people here maybe who are very strong, who are always a shoulder for another one. But sometimes it can be too much. And then I will pray that you will receive the courage to say to somebody, please pray for me, pray with me. For you need courage for that. Especially when you know that somebody doesn't hear it for the first time. We all have these moments. But then you have to say, yes, okay. Everybody has it, but at this moment it's too much for me. Dare to say that.
جرأت اینو داشته باشید که بگید این شکست برای من زیادیه، درک این مسئله برای من زیادیه، این مشکل خیلی سخته برای من، و برید پیش یکی دیگه که براتون شونه.
For Bartimaeus it didn't matter what people said.
برای اون فرد کور اصلا مهم نبود.
He cried, help me. He cried, have mercy on me.
اون گریه کرد و فریاد زد که عیسی به من کمک کن. دیدید چجوری؟ شما هم میتونید این کارو کنید. درخواست کمک کنید. بخواید که براتون دعا کنم. بخواید که بهتون کمک کنم.
You know yourself in your heart at what side of the line you are now. And remember this when you switch from one side to the other side. May I pray for you. Father, thank you. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. And I thank you for the story of Bartimaeus, that we can find so many lessons in this story. Today I come for your throne with everybody here. And like we are here, we are at this side of the line. Some at the side of the son of an honorable son, some at the side of the son of an unpure, impure one. Lord Jesus, but you see us all. And you gave us the example to see each other. Although maybe with a full agenda that we can stop to hear the call of Bartimaeus. And I pray for them who are on the mountain peak at this moment. The ones who stand, that they will have room in their agenda, that you will encourage them by your spirit and lead them how to handle their time. And the next time that they come with that whispering in their heart, that they will come in action. Because that person may be calling to you. Jesus, thank you. But also I ask you, I pray for mercy. When we have no time, that we don't feel guilty, but that we make a new start. Lord, sorry, saying, Lord, sorry, I didn't succeed. Will you help me to change? Let there be room and mercy to see Bartimaeus on behalf of you and to hear him. Also for the other group, I ask you for the courage to call. And also when nobody is hearing, that they have the courage to call, firstly to you, but also to the one, to the other Christians, to the brothers and sisters. Let them have the courage to call, that they don't think I'm too much, but they feel bold to ask for help. Lord, let there come answers with mercy, with power. Thank you, Lord, that you will do that. And that we may know in this way that together we all are Bartimaeus, and that we are all equal, that we are not better or worse than the other one, but we all are children of the Most High One. Thank you for that, in Jesus' name. Amen.